this is the year we celebrate the SMV as 50 years old, and so it's celebrating an anniversary, and it was designed by ag engineers and students that were in the ag engineering department back in 1963 at Ohio State.
How exciting, and to think that here we are celebrating the 50th anniversary. Any idea on kind of what went into the design and what kind of changes have been made over the years?
Well, when you think about the design, they did a lot of studies. And those of you that may have been on campus back in the early 60s, you could have even been part of the study. They set up symbols around campus and measured how far people could recognize things. And they had circles and squares and triangles and hexagons. And it turns out, as we all know, the answer is it's now a triangle. And then they would test students' reaction at different feet as they would walk around Ives Hall, you know, how close they could come. And so now it's 500 feet. We would like to be able to recognize a symbol at 500 feet. And the big changes that have occurred to that symbol over the years is the technology in the reflective material and the fluorescent. Because we know fluorescent is good by daytime driving. That's really all you need to catch your eye. And the red reflective border then is what you see at night, which makes that hollow symbol stand out when the headlights hit it.
Is there a proper use of the SMV?
Well, sure there is. You know, engineers don't just put things together and without rhyme or reason. So when you think about the rhyme and the reason, we'd want that symbol to be at the driver's eyesight. And so that's about 2 to 6 feet off the ground. You know, we don't want to attach it real high to our tall equipment or real low dangling and dragging the ground. So you want to make it sure that it hits in that headlight view. And then as far as, you know, positioning the symbol pointed upwards, you know, not pointing down, and that we would never use it as a driveway marker or on our mailbox because it truly is to indicate that this is a slow-moving vehicle. And, you know, Ohio Revised Code kind of, I wish they would enforce that a little bit more, that I always tell my neighbors, they make other symbols that you can use for your gates.
It's funny that you mentioned that because that was what I was going to ask, if in your travels around the state that you've noticed an improper use that just kind of made you cringe a little bit.
Yes. It what it does is it just takes away the value of what we're using it for, and that is to improve safety on the roads. And so that we have enough work educating our rural neighbors of, you know, things. And so they think it's novel when, you know, some of our country folks use it as SMV markers. The one thing that we have also made strides in Ohio is we have an Amish community, and we have one of the largest Amish communities in the United States now in that Holmes and Wayne County area. And the folks up there are really dedicated to safety, and they're working with us to get more of their horse and buggy drivers to adopt that symbol to protect their own. But we have a long way to go. There's some other pockets in the state that could really benefit from some of our buggy demonstrations, and I do have an Amish buggy or two that I keep in, for these purposes that we take out, and we will give live demonstrations on the value of being seen on the road.